This is Maureen Kafkas, the Brain BS Coach, here with a Brain BS update. So I did not do an episode for today. I had had one planned, but I had a couple difficulties, technical difficulties, so I decided to put that on hold. That was the episode with the Tusa Ray Sion. I'm still planning on publishing that, but I'm not exactly sure when that will happen. And I got busy today doing all kinds of other stuff because I'm settling back into being in Santa Barbara. Finishing up the road trip, getting service providers, which was pretty exciting because I have a groomer now for myself and for my dogs. Not the same person, don't worry. And I am just like doing stuff for doing bathroom work to create more storage and opening up the closet, and I'm making a little dog bed in there. And we had Ryan, our contractor, here getting things fixed up with that. So lots of good stuff, lots of frustrations with technology for me right now. I know enough to know that I'm attracting this and I'm working on trying to get through it, but lots of little glitches, things not working the way they should, things being more complicated. Almost feels like Mercury retrogrades at work, but I don't think it is. Anyways, I came in here to tell you that there's no episode today. I apologize. That doesn't happen too often, but I just decided to make it an update tonight. I'm tired and I've been working all day. I've been working on getting my offer together so that I could do one-on-one coaching with people and take them through the Mastering Brain BS for Success course. I'm also offering it to two people at a time. It could be a couple or it could be a friend or someone that you're having difficulty getting along with or a coworker. And I'm also offering it at a price point for 3 to 4 people at a time to go through. I think it's beneficial to have different options. And then I'll always have the Brain BS Mastering Brain BS for Success course, which is on its own with a little community, and the Struggling Coach course, which also has a little community. So I am doing what I can to help as many people as I can at different price levels and different levels of however deep people want to go. And I did an episode today. I started my the RJ experiment is what I'm calling it. So a fellow Northsider, RJ Sturgeon, is coming on the podcast to experiment with all the stuff I do and to see what works for him, what doesn't, how I can inspire him to practice better self-care and to do what he needs to make him feel better about how he's showing up to his life, how he's showing up to his illness, his family in this process, how he's going to interact with all of them, tap into leadership energy. We're just like really experimenting with how to make RJ the best version of himself that he can be, given the challenges that he's facing right now. And I happen to think he's going to do a very good job. I loved the episode that I had with him today. He's a great guy. He has been through a lot, and I really think that this work is going to benefit him. I explain in the podcast why I invited RJ on, so I'm not going to do that here. But I do want to invite other people onto the podcast who are maybe facing really big health issues or just went through a divorce or some kind of major milestone that you're going through and you think it would be helpful to get some coaching on it. Now, I know it might be difficult for some of you to speak up and say things in a platform like this because you think somehow that you have faults that other people don't and that you're going through something that other people don't. But we all experience the same emotions regardless of what the circumstances that's causing it. So I want to encourage you to take advantage of this, whoever comes on to get a session with me. RJ's the experiment for right now. So he's the only one that's going to be coming back weekly to check in and let me know how he's doing and that we continue to work and show you how this works together. But if you want to come on for a single episode, I would love to have you come in and help you in any way I can in the amount of time that we have. This work goes really deep. It's really beneficial. It will help you to feel so much better. And it is really fun for me to do. It's just like, it's amazing. I love doing this work. The business part of it, being an entrepreneur, is a little bit more on the challenging side for me. But you know what? I'm up for it. I'm ready to figure this all out and make it all happen in 2024. So I hope you continue listening to the podcast. I hope that you will share it with other people so that they realize that they can benefit from this work too. And then maybe they want to come on the podcast and talk about their experience or whatever it is that they're facing that's difficult for them. But that's pretty much all I have for you. I think I'm going to work on the podcast. I'm going to continue to work because I'm doing the RJ experiment now. So I'm not going to take a break off like I did last year. Although I think last year it was in January. So I don't think so. I think I'm ready to just really start coaching people on the podcast who are inspired to do that, and then talking about things that that everybody faces, maybe things that people don't want to talk about, giving people some insights into why they're acting the way they are, how they could act differently, how you can improve your relationships. So I'm really going to be focusing on that in 2024. Less I'm bringing coaches on here. I love coaches, they're amazing. I have a C4 community and a directory on my website. So I love coaches and I still want to work with them and I want to collaborate. But the podcast, I really want the podcast to become more about the people who need the help and getting them to come on the podcast and getting them to talk on there and to get people to understand how beneficial this work is, that you don't have to have a whole history of coaching. You don't have to have therapy. You don't have to have anything. You could do one session and you could benefit from it. So I hope you take advantage of this offer. I'm going to keep pushing my offer on you and hoping that you will. And that's all I got for you tonight. I'm going to go rest, relax, watch a little television. I will be uploading RJ's episode and it will post next Wednesday and we'll be back on schedule for our regular podcast episodes. So have a good evening and I will see you next week.